Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 91. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're focused on helping you as a social media marketer continue to grow and develop by looking at the most valuable career asset you own, and that is your personal brand.
I love this. I've been a big fan of creating personal brands for years now, so there's so much juicy information we can dive into here.
Totally. Let's get it started. All right, so let's talk personal branding. I think this is a pretty widely discussed topic, but I want to give a quick definition first just to make sure we're all on the same page here. We had Professor Dori Clark, who teaches personal branding classes, on this podcast to talk about personal branding all the way back in episode number 5. I think that's, 86 episodes ago?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was a while ago.
But one of the ways that Professor Clark describes personal branding is the way people remember you when you've left the room. And I think that's such a great way to look at it.
I absolutely agree. She totally blew me away in that episode with her knowledge. And what I like about this is that even though we may not all be in the same physical room anymore, very much of our networking and connecting happens online. So we're in the same digital room, and the same principles apply. So we could adjust the professor's definition slightly and say that personal branding is what someone remembers about you when they've left your website or your LinkedIn or your Twitter, that kind of thing.
I love that metaphor, digital room. We're all in a digital room together. I also wanted to quickly chat about viewing something like a personal brand as an asset. When you think of assets, you think of houses, cars, investments, things like that. But I want to be clear that we believe that your personal brand can be just as valuable because of the opportunities that it presents you with. Unlike some assets like cars, it doesn't depreciate over time if you keep investing time in it. So something to think about when you're thinking about your personal brand. All right, so now that we're all on the same page about personal branding and assets, let's look at 4 reasons that personal branding is a crazy powerful asset in your career and how you can leverage it.
Number 1 is that personal branding affects the jobs you'll hold in the future.
It's extremely common for hiring managers and new colleagues to want to check out the online presence of anyone joining the company. In fact, with many jobs, you can apply with your LinkedIn profile. And get this, for jobs at Facebook, as you might expect, you can apply with your Facebook profile.
I've never applied to anything with my Facebook profile, but it's kind of neat that that's an option that people have. So one of the reasons that personal branding is so important on the job hunt is that recruiters will probably Google you, which is what we've mentioned here. So a survey conducted by ExecuNet of 100 recruiters found that 77% of them would use search engines to learn about candidates. And of those researching candidates online, 35% eliminated a candidate from consideration based on the information that they found online. So this is very important.
Yes, super important. And I Google myself at least once a month. Do you, Haley?
Yeah, I do. And working on making sure that I stay top for my own results.
Right. You're search engineing yourself.
Yeah, engine optimizing my life.
Exactly. So, obviously this has a big impact on how potential employers view you. I also want to mention that with people switching jobs more than ever right now, this applies to you even if you aren't looking for a job at the moment. One Career Builder survey shared employees expect 45% of their newly hired college grads would remain with the company for under 2 years. And the study showed that by age 35, about 25% of young employees have worked 5 jobs. So that's plenty of opportunity to impress a hiring manager with your personal brand.
Totally. And one thing I want to mention too is that this, of course, is applied to people who aren't working conventional jobs as well, maybe entrepreneurs or freelancers. It's potentially even more important to have a strong personal brand when you're in those industries, wouldn't you say, Brian?
I absolutely agree with that, Haley. I think a good example of this is let's say you're an entrepreneur, a freelancer, or maybe you're just doing a side project. If people are like, hey, I recommend Brian Peters to write this blog post, the first thing that people are going to do is go check out Brian Peters' work, whether that's on my personal websites or on Medium or on LinkedIn or wherever it is. And of course, I would want to be the first in that search result. So super important.
next step on the personal branding front is that personal branding creates opportunities and leverage. So what does that mean? Well, when you create a strong personal brand, you'll also have an audience of people listening to what you have to say online, maybe even eagerly waiting for your next article or video. So you'll have an audience. And when you have an audience, you have access to something that everybody, absolutely everybody wants, and that is people's attention.
Yes, it sounds so bad when you say it like that, but it's so true. I mean, the big social networks like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're all going after attention. So as an individual, being able to leverage that asset can be super powerful. Everyone that you see, especially in tech and marketing, that you'd say is totally crushing it, like Gary Vee, they all have personal brands. So getting your name out into the world and creating that strong personal brand means that opportunities will come your way far more frequently than if you didn't exist online, so to speak. So people that speak at conferences have a personal brand. People that get invited to speak on podcasts have a personal brand. People who get asked to contribute content to industry blogs and publications, personal brand. People who get asked and invited to all of the best things, they have a personal brand.
100% agree. And what's more is this sort of relates to our first point about job hunting as well. I can't tell you how much easier it is to job hunt once you have a personal brand. Suddenly, recruiters are finding you on LinkedIn and they know what you do. People on Twitter might start tagging you in job opportunities or media opportunities. So the sky is really the limit for what will come your way from personal branding. And this is something that will have a lasting impact on your career.
All right, our third reason that personal branding is the most important asset that you own is that now more than ever, it's the first impression that you're giving someone. So whether it's in job hunting or networking or however you're connecting with people online, your social media profiles and websites, blog posts, projects, and all of these things that encompass your personal brand are more often the first impression that someone might be seeing you online than not.
Yeah, this is so crazy to think about. It definitely wasn't this way for like my parents. So this is something that's really affecting modern professionals way more than it has in the past. And I'm sure it'll keep escalating from here. So, I mean, first impressions in person, they're all about body language, right? That's what people always say. So what are people looking at if they can't see your body language? Things like your profile photos, descriptions, your latest tweets, all of these things in your personal brand.
And it's interesting too, because when you're in person, it only takes, studies have shown, about 7 seconds for another person to judge someone when we first meet them. This is according to clinical psychologist Linda Blair. She does go on to say that it's not a conscious process, so we don't even realize we're doing it, but it goes back to our primitive roots when we couldn't afford to make wrong decisions, which is pretty incredible to think about. Survival is based on impressions. So 7 seconds in person, but what about online?
Yeah, this is majorly interesting. So according to researchers at the Missouri University of Science and Technology, it takes less than 0.2 seconds wow. for an online visitor to form a first opinion of your brand based on a website. And then it takes just another 2.6 seconds for that person's eyes to concentrate in a way that reinforces their first impression, which is just like so crazy.
Yeah, that's so fast. And I can't even imagine doing anything in 2.6 seconds. But so that's for websites. But experts also estimate that it takes about 1/10 or less of a second for someone to make an impression of you from your photo on a social network. They don't bother reading your profile or digging deeper if their initial impression is negative. Crazy fast. And that's why it's so important to put your best foot forward online with your personal brand, and especially that photo.
Yeah, this is reminding me of that old saying, you never get a second chance to make another great first impression.
Ah.
And I feel like we could totally adjust it to say, you never get more than a second to make another great first impression. All right, last but not least, let's talk about the real monetary ways that a personal brand is valuable. You can actually generate income from your personal brand. It's not far-fetched at all to do this. In fact, I know many people who do. And so this is one of the reasons that we're talking about personal branding as an asset today.
Yes, absolutely. And with companies being what they are today, you know, there's a lot of brands out there that will allow their employees to have side projects. As you know, we do this at Buffer, and I know a lot of people who work at Buffer who have side projects because of a personal brand that they've developed. So this relates back to our second point as well about personal branding being something you can leverage, because once you have that attention and an audience, there is a real monetary value that you can assign to that.
Totally. And if you picture the different stages of building a personal brand, I definitely think this would be in the more advanced category. This might not be a great fit for everyone, but we do want to bring it up so that you know how your personal brand can evolve. And at this stage where your personal brand is really becoming something you can gain income from, that's what we would call being an influencer.
Yes, influencer level achieved. And we just put out a blog post recently on the Buffer blog outlining how much it costs to run an influencer marketing campaign from a brand perspective. But there are some good stats in there to benchmark against if you're interested in eventually becoming an influencer as well. So let's look at a few social networks in general. According to Hyper, H-Y-P-R, an influencer marketing platform, you can expect to earn between $5,000 and $10,000 for a post if you have 500,000 to 1 million followers across your social media profiles. Now, that's really big picture, but we'll look at some of the less intense opportunities as well if you don't have a million followers, which, I don't know. That's awesome if you do. You probably don't.
You know, maybe one day, but definitely not yet for me personally. So let's look at how much you can make per 1,000 followers, which is a lot more realistic. On Instagram, which is a platform where people do a lot of influencer marketing, you can expect $10 for every 1,000 followers. And on YouTube, it's $20 for 1,000 subscribers, or $50 to $100 for 1,000 video views. And finally, on Snapchat, $10 for 1,000 followers, or $100 for every 1,000 views.
That's so awesome. And I'm thinking about it now. We have a lot of videos with more than 1,000 views on YouTube. Should we be getting paid?
Absolutely.
For that?
Is yes.
That, okay. I'm going to look into that after the show. Mental note. And on another note here is that you don't have to be a huge general influencer. There's a concept called being a micro influencer, which many of you might have heard of. Essentially, micro influencer are influencers with a niche engaged following. So if that's you, there are definitely influencer opportunities out there.
Well, that's it, folks. Those are some of the reasons that we believe a personal brand is one of your most valuable assets.
Yes, yes, yes. I absolutely agree. And I love this episode, Haley. So get out there, create your website, get going on social, and start to develop that as an actual asset. One more exciting thing before we go. First of all, you all helped. Or if you did, thank you so much. But you all helped us vote for a new podcast logo for The Science of Social Media. So thank you so much. This coming week, we will be launching the new podcast logo. So stay tuned for that. And thank you all again for being a part of that.
So exciting. And thank you so much for listening to this episode today. As always, feel free to reach out anytime using the hashtag Buffer Podcast. I go through there and I do reply to tweets. So if you have anything to say, we would love to hear it. And you're also welcome to email hello@buffer.com.
Haley really does go through and answer all those. So thank you so much for tweeting us at hashtag Buffer Podcast. And of course, we appreciate your iTunes reviews as well. Those help our show grow. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll catch you next Monday.